The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the third episode of Interlude Army. Today we're talking about BTS's new chart achievements, Army's recent donations, and we're going deep into theories about the On music video. Let's get it!
Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. And before we get to our main topics, last episode we introduced our new segment called Love Army, where we read letters submitted by you, where you share how you got into BTS, what BTS has done for you, or just sharing your love.
And today we will be reading two letters submitted by you guys. We want to thank everyone for sending us so many to share. As you may understand, we cannot read all the letters, but that doesn't mean we won't in an upcoming episode. So don't feel discouraged. So keep them coming. Please keep it within 300 words. Email your letters to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. That's interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, I can't wait to read your guys' letters. But also, heads up, I do have really bad allergies right now. I would like to believe it's allergies, not a cold. So sorry if I keep sniffing you guys. Although I like my husky voice when I'm like, you know, kind of sick.
Okay. I did not know that.
Not going to lie. You know what I mean. You know.
I hope you feel better though.
Thank you. I mean, did you get to do anything over the weekend?
Yes. So over the weekend, I spent some time at my parents' house. Me and my boyfriend went to go visit. They were babysitting my sister's babies, which are my baby nephew and my baby niece. Oh. So we got to spend time with them. And then the next day we went to a comedy show. It was pretty fun. It's this comedian, she's from Mexico. Her name is Sofia Niño de Rivera.
Wow.
But I mean, her whole stand-up is in Spanish, so yeah, if you know Spanish, I recommend it. She's super hilarious. Other than that, it's just been, you know, streaming Map of the Soul 7. I can't get enough of it. And then also, as you know, we got the On music video this past Friday as well. And we're going to get into that. But how about you, Roseanne? How was your week, your weekend?
It was good. Actually, I had a quick question. Were you able to get your albums?
Oh, you remembered. Remember? Oh, my God. Yes. So, yes. Update. Confirmation, I was able to get my albums the next day.
Yes, he saved the album.
Yes, and I actually I guess maybe I missed it somewhere. I thought the posters were gonna come like in tubes, because I prefer to be rolled instead of folded, because I haven't opened them. I'm trying to do an unboxing. I haven't done it yet. I'm so excited to do that, but now that I know there are no tubes in there, now I know that the posters are folded. And I mean, I'm happy it comes with posters, but I was hoping they would be without creases, and now they're going to have creases.
True. I think they did this a little bit different this time around, but actually I'm going to post this segment on our premium just notice, notifying you guys, because I went to Alaska over the weekend and I tried to hit up the Target stores up there. I'm going to update you guys on the community board, so stay tuned with that. So yeah, I just did literally 2 days in Alaska. We had an emergency. We're okay though. But we just got to visit family, catch up with them. So it was nice. And there's a lot of snow for those who don't really know what Alaska is. Don't worry, it snows a lot there, but it's, trust me, we have summers too. And it looks like every other city. Actually, I recorded a couple of clips there, so I probably will post that on Himalaya as well, you guys, for premium users.
Yay! Can't wait to see that too.
So our first topic for today is about BTS's achievements, and a lot has happened in just the span of like a couple of days. So
yes,
I don't even know where to start.
Well, let's start off by congratulating BTS, because I mean, this is amazing. Fourth number one album in less than 2 years. I believe that's a record. The last person to do, or the last people to do that, were the Beatles.
Yes.
In 1966 to 1968. Mm-hmm. And that's just crazy. That's amazing.
That is amazing. It really shows, like, even though we're in this digital era now where everyone just kind of streams, the fact that we are mm-hmm. putting a lot of effort into buying physical albums and also buying songs online, mm-hmm. that's amazing.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot to do with, like, we want to have something that we can hold on to mm-hmm. that represents BTS, since they are from another country. And the amount of work that they put into their packaging and the whole, like, stickers, and I know there's gonna be I hope there's a special gift.
Oh yeah, that's right, you gotta keep us updated on that too.
But like, even the poster, like, it's so many goodies. It's not just a case and then your CD and there you go, that's mm-hmm. it. I feel like people really appreciate that and all the work that goes into it. Yes, streaming and digital purchasing is all important and it's appreciated, and I'm sure the guys appreciate it too, but actually having something so pretty that looks like a book or a case or whatever you want to describe it as, having that to be able to put in like on your desk or anywhere in your room or in your house, whatever, I think that's something.
It's like displaying art.
Yes, exactly. So I feel like it's something precious at the same time. So it's like, of course you're gonna want it and you're gonna purchase the physical thing, but yeah, just having it, you know, as a memory that, you know, you can go back to and like, oh my god, I remember when they released Map of the Soul 7. Imagine us thinking about that 7 years from now. Oh, it's gonna be so cool.
I mean, not only did we achieve number one on the Billboard 200, but today, which is as of Monday right now that we're recording this, mm-hmm. BTS also debuted number 4 on the Hot 100, making them the highest charting Korean artist of all time. And let me just state it, this is without radio play, you guys, without radio play. So thank you for everyone.
Let me say that one more time, without radio play.
Yes, tell them.
And yeah, and then that number 4, I mean, I guess we can say it may be questionable as of the recording of this episode. Mm-hmm. There's something going down on Billboard because they did their calculations wrong when it comes to streaming.
It's kind of questionable. Very questionable.
So even if it still is number 4 with all the correct information and streaming points counted, that's still a great achievement. Yes. It's just right now we don't know what Billboard's answer is to this, but supposedly this is what happened. Like, they're only counting YouTube and Spotify, and then their tweet that they made, they said that the MV came out on Friday when it actually came out on Thursday. Uh-huh. So that's where everybody's like, what's going on? And then you're not counting Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play, where y'all at? That's not the only things that people were streaming on.
Yeah, we're trying to get information, but yeah, as of now, they haven't responded yet, but maybe hopefully by the next episode, they will.
And like I said, it's not that we're, like, ARMY aren't, like, grateful. That's because people are going to take this the wrong way. No. If it stays at number 4 with the correct information, with this correct streaming points, the numbers, all the data, we're still happy. That's an amazing achievement. But we also have to demand, you know, justice. Like, if it's missing some information, then, hey, I feel like BTS would want the correct numbers. And then if it's not the correct placement, they deserve to have the correct placement, you know? So it's just justice, actually. It's not something that we're just whining about. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I feel like any fandom would be trying to do that for their artists. And I even feel the artists would feel like, hey, like, what happened here? Y'all ain't counting it correctly.
Mm-hmm. Especially if we worked so hard. You guys and the boys worked very hard as well. The team behind them. Of course, we want justice. So we shall see. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the achievements on the charts, I also want to thank ARMYs. For those who didn't know, the concert in Seoul, Korea for BTS's tour has been canceled due to the COVID-19, aka coronavirus. And of course, that came with a lot of anger, mm-hmm. frustration. But you know how ARMYs are. When we get frustrated, when we get angry, we try to focus it on something that's more positive. So the people who had their tickets canceled ended up donating to HopeBridgeRelief.org to aid the COVID relief efforts. And right now they totaled, I think actually there's updated news about it being around 400 million won, which is around $333,000. That was made under the name of BTS and ARMY. And this doesn't include the members though, because Suga also donated because his hometown is Daegu, and I believe this is where the virus is actually taking a huge toll in Korea. Like, the virus is hitting that city the hardest, and he donated $83,000 to that cause.
I think it's, I mean, the word that just comes to my mind is like beautiful. Like, this is something that is selfless as well. Like, you are thinking about the people that are being affected, and yeah, you might be sad, and I mean, it's valid, your feelings are valid, you know. We don't know if that's gonna happen for the whole tour, but I know that if it does happen here, yes, I'll be bummed too, and I'm sure you will be as well, Roseanne, and all the ARMYs that wanted to go to the show. But at the same time, like, health and like our health and our safety comes first,
of course.
And that's for everybody. So having like these news that like these ARMYs are actually donating the money from those tickets to help aid, it brings tears to my eyes. It's beautiful. Yeah, ARMY really has a history of doing this, so it doesn't come as a surprise. It's just great news and great, you know, things to read, and it just uplifts you and like wants you to keep that positive spirit and pass it on. Yes. You know,
makes me very proud of ARMY. Of course, BTS has taught us well.
yes
some of you guys might have been waiting for this. We are going into theories. Hopefully not as messy, but we're gonna have a lot of fun with it, and I can't wait for you guys to feel included in this.
I'm excited, Roseanne. I'm excited because this is our first time that we're gonna like jump off on each other, like actually like, wait, that doesn't
jump
sound
off?
Right.
Are
jump
we fighting? Off on each other. Jose, are we fighting?
Okay, jump, like share ideas, okay. Jump off ideas, okay. To each other, like gonna be able to see like, oh, where's her mind at? Mm-hmm. What is she thinking? Let me see. And then you're gonna do the same with me. And it's just, you know, in the past, we've just seen our videos, we've talked about like what could be, like our tweets and stuff, but we've never really like talked like this. This is exciting, and this is our first time ever really diving into theories on this podcast.
It really
as well,
is. So. And heads up, we try to stay away from each other's theory videos so it doesn't like influence us in any way. And I want to be surprised, you know what I mean? Because we have different minds, but I know like, okay, I know how me and Jose are. We're like, yes, we're just going to agree with each other. But I'm going to stand my ground, Jose. I'm going to stand my ground.
Well, guess what, Roseanne? I ain't moving either.
Oh, okay. This is going to be fun.
Oh, my God, Roseanne. We are not like about that life.
No, we really are.
We're going to probably be like, oh my God, that's so cool,
like,
Roseanne.
A minute from now, we're like, you're so right, Jose. Oh my God, I was so blind.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congrats, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this Interlude ARMY Plus is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude ARMY Plus, you'll get an all ad-free exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and go join Interlude Army Plus today.
Our goal is to reach 1,000 followers. After reaching that goal, we'll be doing a giveaway of the full set of BTS's Map of the Soul 7, donated by K-Town Music LA. So make sure to download Himalaya and follow Interlude Army, and let's hit that 1,000 followers, you guys. Woo!
We just got done having a debate, and it was pretty intense.
We were all up in each other, fighting and stuff. I'm just kidding.
I got sweaty, it got crazy. This part of the episode will be available for premium members of Interlude Army. I hope you guys will get the chance to listen in and let us know what you think. Now we're going to continue this theory discussion.
Whew. So, I don't really know where to begin, but if you guys were able to watch our premium episode, I'm not going to leak anything. We just, continue our ongoing thoughts of what we originally had.
So now we're shook.
Army. Yes. Oh my god. It's like we realized how deep this music video was. I mean, we already knew it was going to be really deep. Mm-hmm. But first of all, before we jump into theories, I do want to say the whole production of it was beautifully done. Super high production. And this was filmed in California, Jose. I thought it was Ireland or something. Like New Zealand or something.
And then another thing was all those animals were real too. Right? With Namjoon. I was like, is that CGI? I remember saying that in my reaction. And then people commented and then see it on Twitter that no, they were real. I was like, oh snap. Production.
And I know a lot of people worked on putting the whole stages and sets together. I think there was a lot of Instagram posts from the people who worked on the props. So crazy.
Yeah, it was. I think this has to be their highest, how do you say that when?
Highest budget?
The most highest budget, I think, right?
That's it seems like it is. Everything, all their music videos have been amazing, but it's this was a movie. So I don't.
Yes, every member got a separate scene, and then we got them together for the dance break, and then towards the end, and then also the post production. I feel that had a lot of work to do as well, because with the volcano and all the eruption, the fire, and then the graphics towards the end when we see No More Dream.
Fire.
All
that. Sorry. Every time you say fire, I it. Gotta break into my dance break.
It's all good. I have the same thing with other songs as well.
What songs? Can you think about it?
Like Not Today. Oh my when God. People say Not Today, I start thinking, Not Today.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like it was their high. I really do believe this is a mini movie, actually. It ain't no music video anymore. This is a mini movie.
It really is. There's a lot to discuss as far as if we want to break down each scene. I don't know if you were able to do that in your theory video or if you have ideas. We could pick a topic, right?
Yeah, so for mine, I did my video was mainly focused on one story. Mm-hmm. And then after I was able to touch on that main story, I went into briefly referencing other movies that were, not mentioned, but kind of shown, symbolized in the music video, and how that connects with past works, or if it connects with the whole meaning of the video. As far as the whole thing, my main point is going back to where it all started. I feel like that's been a major concept for the whole Map of the Soul series.
Yeah.
We saw it with Ego, with J-Hope as well. And then also with On, it's talking about accepting your past and then keep going, even if it comes with hardships and all that stuff. That's fuel to keep going, yes. Get up and keep going, whatever comes your way. And I feel like the music video reflected that. I referenced The Lion King, and I really do believe that the whole video, it's Jungkook's journey in the music video is a direct parallel to Simba's story in The Lion King, of him running away from his pains and from his fears and just, you know, darkness, but having to come back, doing that whole circle of what the main story of The Lion King is, the circle of life, you know, like everything comes back to its beginning. And that's literally what he does. And so I feel like that's a major plot, a major concept of accepting that darkness, accepting that pain and facing it, like just not, hey, face yourself. I just thought about it right now. Oh, yeah,
face yourself. Face yourself. Oh, my Lord.
yeah, and then just going back to it and facing all your issues and things that you didn't want to, and just, you know, accepting it and just going back to the beginning, like in No More Dream, you know, they went back to it. Literally, the text in the ending of the music video is No More Dream, and then it changes to Dream, which I feel like it's a new beginning as well. Like, you got to keep dreaming. Even though you've accomplished a lot, you got to keep dreaming, you know? And it doesn't even have to be accomplishments like charts or anything for BTS. It could also be personal accomplishments that they've done within themselves, you know? So that was like my main thing. And for our listeners, if they want to share their thoughts, can you please let me know what you feel about J-Hope and Suga, because
we're still trying to figure that out. That's one that
we're like iffy about. Like, we're not 100%. We have our own theories about it. Like, I think they literally represent the ego and the shadow concept in the video as well. But I don't know if you guys feel different, so let us know. But other than that, Roseanne, what is your like main concept, or if you have one, maybe you have different ones?
It's really interesting because, like I've mentioned during our debate, I realized that me and Jose are, even though we explain things or we see things, we don't see things in a different way. How do you explain this?
No, yeah, I would say in a different way, but the underlying message or meaning is kind of similar. Yeah.
Yes. So, could you go through how we have to, you know, look into our past? There's a whole cycle of life, and they've also mentioned during their Mama performance, it's an eternal journey. It's our past meeting the present meeting the future, and future meeting the past. Did I say that right? Okay. so it's an eternal journey. And in this music video, I believe that Jungkook is trying to complete the process of individuation. And I noticed that in every single, like, in like every VCR, if for some reason Jungkook always seemed like he was like the last person to, you know, he always seemed hesitant and is always behind. You know what I mean? Like, so in this music video, I focused a lot about Carl Jung, because Jose focused on The Lion King. And what's really interesting, actually, is Lion King is heavily influenced by Carl Jung's archetype, the Jungian archetypes. So that's what I'm saying, like, we both had our separate theories, but at the end, it's like, it's basically the same. But for me, I felt like this music video showcased their battles, of course, and reflecting on their past hardships. And the boys who once had no dream now have a dream. To me, that came to me as a message saying that, like, their dream, they realized what it was, and it's to reach out and to connect everyone through music and art. And it kind of represented that in a way for me visually when they brought the crowd together to basically go into this new world. And I felt like it symbolized hope, and we all have our struggles and hardships, but in the end, we gonna keep going. But also, it seemed as if they've succeeded in finding themselves on this journey, this eternal journey, and that they're also trying to help us and lead us on the same path. Yes, we're all on the same path to self-love, finding ourselves, and to start by looking at our own shadows and accepting it. So another thing that me and Jose had that was very different was, I want to talk about this. So I think what we're going to try to do now is probably like pick a scene from the music video and try to get each other's like theories and opinions on it. So I guess I'm going to put the pressure on you again, Jose.
No.
What scene do you want to, like, discuss? There's just so many, like, meaningful scenes, but which one did you want to discuss first?
I guess maybe the one that I'm most confused on and unsure of, maybe you could, you know, teach me some things. is Yoongi's, like Suga's scene. And the reason why I feel like it's the one that I'm most, even though I feel like J-Hope's is a bit simpler visually, I feel like Suga's is the most, the hardest for me is because there's, it almost looked like a cult where he's at. And right. I couldn't come up with like a reference. I couldn't come up with a show. And this, I'm not saying I'm an expert in movies or TV shows, so obviously I haven't seen everything ever created. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe Roseanne knows of a movie or a TV show or some type of story that references where he's at. You know, like it looks like he's almost even a priest or somebody like giving a sermon, but nobody's listening to him. So I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, that's another character I'm really confused about. It's like he's referencing Shadow, his music video, because out of all the members, I noticed he's the only one that's in darkness. At first, that's what I thought too when I was like reacting to the music video. I'm like, is this like some kind of religious thing or cult? It's like, I thought it was a church, but when you actually look into it, it's like a bunch of children. And it felt like a, more in a way, it felt like a sanctuary for children for me. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to link the fire to, you know, how Suga's character storyline is very tied into fire. And so that's what I was connecting to it. I did not reference it to any movie. I could not pull any kind of like thing from the back of my head. So that is one of the characters that I'm very confused about.
Well, that's something new. I didn't because I honestly saw the scene and I did see all the people. Were there all women, all girls, right?
I think, or
were
there was guys, a couple of boys and a couple of, I'm gonna have to look back at it too. I think it was a mixture of boys and girls, actually. You know what, as we're doing this, let me look at the scene.
Well, I guess regardless of what, you know, gender they are, but I thought there were all women in there, but one thing that you just, you know, I didn't think about was like a sanctuary, and I didn't think it that way. Even though it is dark, you know, it could be a safe place, and not, it doesn't have to be something like a cult, like something evil going on.
Oh, like a bunker. Remember you mentioned them, it seemed as if like he's underground.
Yeah,
and especially because the source of light is very high up and it seems like it's just a small hole for natural sunlight.
Yeah,
a
little window.
And I'm looking at the video. Yeah. There are boys as well, and so yeah, it's like a sanctuary, because you know how there was a scene of like a war. Yes. In the beginning, maybe it's a sanctuary to keep the children safe. Maybe that could. Let us know, you guys, right?
What? You just blew my mind, Rosie. Oh my god, I did not I did not think that he's like he could be protecting them from the war that's going on out there. Wow. I'm shook.
Don't. That's I mean, that's the only thing. If you guys know of any movie or something that could connect to it, let us know in the comment section below, because yeah. Or I just wish they'd confirm for us, because in the behind the scenes, Jungkook and V kind of talks a little bit about their character story. So I wish, I was like watching it and hoping Suga would say something about it.
Or J-Hope, because he's like, I did notice he's the only one in that's not in like period clothes. He's wearing like a jacket and like, I don't know if they're jeans or what kind of material the pants are, but all the other members are like from other eras and they look like they've been through stuff, like their clothes are dirty, even in their faces they have like dirt. But J-Hope is the only one that's like not like that.
That's why it was a little bit confusing, especially how they introduced his scene. It's not like he is kind of there physically until he joins the boys, but it seems like he's in like a dream world. And you know how like J-Hope is very closely linked to like dream world, I mean like hope world. And his character always represents unconsciousness, because in the storyline, J-Hope's character supposedly has narcolepsy. You know, narcolepsy is a condition where you can just fall asleep out of nowhere. And so that's what I feel like, he's always unconscious. So
like daydreaming.
Daydreaming. Ooh.
Wait a minute. I just blew my own head. And then You just made me think narcolepsy, and then behind him, Jungkook was passed out.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought he was dead. I actually did not think he was dead. Did you think he was dead, Rose?
No, I did not think he was dead. But people in my comment section were like, people are saying that Jungkook's dead. And, you know, that could be a theory as well. I'm not saying we know the facts, but our theory is like, we don't think he's dead, but it was
just... Yeah, because that's another point to the Lion King, because I don't know if you remember that in Simba, like the vultures start circling around him
because
they think he's dead, but he's not. And that happened with the crow or raven with Jungkook. It's like picking at him, but then he goes because like he isn't.
Yeah, dead. Like the bird realized, oops, my boy's alive. Let me skirt.
But is there anything that maybe you have doubts that maybe I can try and help? Because I feel like you're smarter than me.
No, boy, no. This is why we need to get like Namjoon up in here. You know, sometimes I wonder if Namjoon even knows what the storyline is. You know what I mean?
Well, we know for sure Jimin doesn't behind the scenes.
I was
cracking up. Like, you see Jungkook giving us a story, and then Tae telling us, and how he's also... Oh, by the way, Tae knows about theories, y'all. Yes. So if y'all share your theories online, he knows.
He knows.
He's like, he's always fascinated of like how our imaginations are, you know, with the theories.
Yes.
And then we have Jimin saying, I don't know what this is about.
He said, I read the storyboard, but he doesn't remember. I'm like, Jimin, my boy.
And that's another hashtag relatable.
Yes, it really is relatable. I just go into the work. I'd be like, just tell me what to do. I don't remember. That is so funny. I mean, there is another scene that kind of throws me off. And I mean, like, I only have theories of it. But what is your theory to the whole volcanic scene? Like, it switches up on us, and they're wearing, you know, another outfit, and then all of a sudden you see them in cloaks that remind you of fake love. What's your theory to that, actually?
So for the breakdance, or the dance break, the dance break scene, I actually relate to that as Jungkook facing, or maybe it's all the guys, and doesn't necessarily have to be just Jungkook. They're facing the fear. They're facing that darkness. They're conquering it. I felt like it was a little harder than with the Kinetic Manifesto film. I feel like in the On music video, they went a little harder. Like, their faces, they look pissed.
Yeah.
Like, they did a close-up of Jungkook and Yoongi, and their face, they were, like, almost, like growling. So I was like, oh, this hits different. Like, they're pissed. But, like, not pissed of, like, now they're evil. No, it's like, we're conquering this. We're facing the darkness. We're facing our fears. Whatever, you know, pain you're going through, they're facing it. They're going to conquer it. I also thought of it like a ritual, because it gave me the I don't know if you saw, they were like little... I don't know what you would call them, but they were like in pyramids, and they were like on fire.
Oh, the fire.
There.
Oh, heads up. That little bonfire little thing was featured in their Connect BTS.
Yes. So then when I read that, I was like, oh my God. And I did think of, like, even in my reaction, I said, what kind of ritual is this? Like, is this some type of ritual?
I know, we always joke about like cults and everything, you know, but it's just a joke.
And then when the volcano erupts and then, like, all the fire spread out, I feel that's literally saying, like, they conquered it. And that's why when you see them in the cloaks, they don't have the masks on, like you said. They don't have them anymore. Jungkook has that, the conch shell in his hand. I feel like the conch shell was the key, like, the calling. And they reference that a lot, too, into, like, they say, like, the calling. You know, one of their concept photos literally is titled, you're a calling or something like that.
Oh, that's right. And they also have that on Mama.
Yeah, they have it on the Mama Awards
too. Calling.
And one of the movies that references to that is Lord of the Flies. Actually, it's a book, and then they made it into a movie.
Oh, I never watched that.
I haven't watched it, but I did read up on it, because I was like, I'm very into this conch shell. What does it mean? And they literally use that to call meeting. Like, it's a group of boys in that story, and whenever they blow that conch shell is to reunite again. They're having to call a meeting, so it connected to that. Like, that's the key, that's their calling, you know, to become one, like they're together again. But I also thought that of the movie, there's this movie on Netflix that's titled The Ritual. I don't know if you've seen it. It is like a dark like horror movie. So if you're not a fan of that, then don't watch it.
Google but, the ritual.
The ritual, I connected it to the actual scene of the dance break because it's very similar to it. Like there's a lot of wood and like it's super dark. All these people, it is a cult. But this ritual is the main character fate. What happened? Oh my god.
I didn't watch this video. Okay. I mean movie, sorry. Okay, keep going, sorry.
Okay, pictures. So yeah, ooh. So basically what happens, I'm not saying that that's the direct story, but when he comes face to face to this creature that they're doing the ritual for, this main character has to face what happened in his past and something that he's been carrying mm-hmm. in the back of his mind, this pain, because it's really sad actually what happens at the beginning of the movie. Yes. And he carries like this guilt, and when it comes to this ritual, he's facing it now. So I took it like that as well, like another movie with that yeah. dance break. They're facing it, they're conquering it. So that's what I feel like. I don't know if that helps you a little bit. Yeah. If it's them like conquering it. Yeah,
I didn't even, because the conch shell, the only thing that I was able to connect with mm-hmm. it was more like a spiritual, okay, what was I say? Like a spiritual awakening. So I associated the conch shell being used as spiritual awakening because usually like mainstream Buddhism and Hinduism, the conch shell uh-huh. is associated with truthful speech and strength.
Okay.
So it is also like conquering, you know what I mean? So yeah, yeah. I really like your point and also your connection to the ritual. I personally have seen the movie. It is pretty intense.
Yes, it end. Is.
Mm-hmm. How I saw the scene of this was, it was kind of weird because they were dressed in two separate outfits. One yeah. that looked like it was almost like those chain mills, or what do you call those, armor type mm-hmm, of mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I yeah. kept calling it bejeweled, I don't know. But I felt like that represented their ego, and the one in the hoods were their shadows, and then the ones that were in the light were their personas. So it's, I feel like just like similar music videos like Blood, Sweat and Tears and Fake Love, those music videos take place in their minds. So it's like an inner battle. And I felt like that volcanic scene was like an inner battle.
Yes.
In, like uh-huh. conquering. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I really connected to it was, other than, you know how like Fake Love, they were wearing the masks mm-hmm. and at the end they got destroyed with, mm-hmm. I don't even know what that was, rock or, I don't even
like
know
a boulder or something.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And in On, I felt like the volcano was representing them destroying the establishment in order to start anew. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I did mention a little bit about this in our, like, quote, debate episode. The Wings era was influenced by the book Damien. And there's a quote from there saying, "The bird fights its way out of the egg. The egg is the world. Who would be born must first destroy a world. The bird flies to God. The God's name is Abraxas." So basically, Abraxas represents a bird, and it must destroy its own world, which is the egg, mm-hmm. in order to live. Mm-hmm. And I think RM read this quote. I forgot which Wings film this was in. I don't know if it was Jin's Awake film, but they read this exact quote. And so I felt like after the volcano, we see like the whole scene of everything regrowing in a way. But mm-hmm. I also, Jose made a really good point in our premium episode about how he tied it into The Lion King, which is really interesting. So that's kind of what I saw in that dance break. The whole ego and shadow is like no longer divided. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of together in a unity now. And now the persona is balanced with the shadow, which is their goal and our goal. So, yes.
So, did you hear that, Roseanne?
See, hear what?
That was my brain exploding.
Oh. I was like, concerned for a little bit. Like, what? Hear what? Like, do you hear a calling? Do I hear a conch shell?
Oh.
Spiritual awakening.
But, oh my God. Like, Roseanne, I'm so excited for, like, our next content that we have to, like, theorize on, because
right,
this is so cool, like, having another point of view and being able to connect it with mine, you know? And mm-hmm. if not, learning another person's point of view, even if it doesn't yeah. match, you know?
and helping each other kind of understand things a little bit more, because mm-hmm. it opens our minds and see things through a different perspective, and it's so interesting, and it helps me think yes. more. God, we're talking all about all these psychology stuff. BTS has us like doing all this research. I've never done this much research in school.
I know, like I literally have a paper that I should be working on, but I'm over here dissecting BTS's on MV. Priorities, people, priorities.
But then again, they're teaching us to love ourselves and to help us find ourselves, so it's all good, you know.
we talked about a lot. I feel like our listeners also are like, y'all give me a break now, let me process all these things, you know, right? And we will, guys, because we have a lot more to talk about as far as the comeback season goes, which is comeback stages like Jimmy Fallon and then Carpool Karaoke, mm-hmm. all the music show performances that they had in Korea. But all of that, we're gonna save it for our next episode because we feel like it does deserve its own section to talk about, and yes. you guys also need a break like we do.
Right. But before we end this episode, I want to go over my new favorite segment. It's yes. called Love Army, and this is where we read letters from you guys.
I'm excited for this, guys, as well, like Roseanne said. And our first letter is from Miss John Sandy. Ooh. And it says, hello Roseanne and Jose, my name is Sandy. Usually my name on SNS is Miss John Sandy because my bias is Jungkook. Hey girl, hey. Same. So I want to talk about my process of becoming an ARMY. I met the boys in March of 2016, but only considered myself a real ARMY when I realized I loved all the members. And that was in October 2016. The day Wings came out, oh, and I got the notification for the Blood, Sweat, and Tears MV, which I had no idea would be released that day. Oh, that's a nice surprise. Uh-huh. With my heart beating fast, I noticed how much I came to love these seven boys. And since then, I never left. From March to October was just a big get-to-know process. So I watched Bangtan Bombs and variety shows. Anything I could use to know their personalities better. And this made me appreciate their music even more. Last year, my dream of going to their concert came true, and I went to the Speak Yourself tour in Brazil, and it was just incredible. Oh, yay. I was able to be a little close to the stage and witness their beauty, especially Taehyung, yes. Jungkook, and Yoongi, because they came closer to my side than the other boys. I was very happy that day and forever grateful to them and the ARMY for the experience. Love, from Brazil. Wow. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Sandy.
Thank you.
I love that story. And I'm so happy you were able to go to your first concert, which was the Speak Yourself tour. That tour was amazing. Really, I mean, every was. Show is amazing, but this last tour, which was the Speak Yourself tour, it was blew an amazing my mind. One. And yeah. And then the Brazil fan chants, I know y'all went out. Girl. Props to y'all. Y'all go out with them fan chants.
So our next letter is from Michael Badillo. I apologize if I pronounced your last name wrong. But he said, hi guys, I'm Michael, a Texan ARMY. Ooh, hold on.
Texas in the house.
The way I turned into an ARMY is my cousin had come over from Dallas, and he was an ARMY then. He introduced me to BTS by showing their Not Today music video, and they instantly hooked me with their dance and looks, and I just became an ARMY. Yay!
Yay!
They influenced me by telling us how to love ourselves and showing us how to accept our dark and light selves. Hmm. They are a big part of my life. By the way, I'm going to the May 9 concert. Ooh, May 9, is that in, that's in Texas, right?
Yes, May 9th. I'm going to see you there, Michael. I'm going to see you. Hopefully I see you because that's when I'm going to Michael Badillo in the house. Yes. Texan ARMY in the house.
Thank you for sharing your story. No, I love it. I love it, especially when we know that there's a lot more genders and ethnicities. We got fans from Brazil. Yes. We got male ARMYs. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not just about what they say, 13-year-old. And there's nothing wrong with being 13-year-old, being a fan of BTS.
Right. But that's not everyone that comprises the whole ARMY fandom, you know?
Thank you so much for sending in your letters. And like we said, if you guys want to go ahead and send in more, please share your stories. Mm-hmm. Please keep it within 300 words. Email your letters to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. Again, that's interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. That fills our heart. And just having feedback, I feel like that's one of the major reasons we did this podcast as well. So having mm-hmm. that feedback and seeing how you guys came to know BTS and what they've done to you, it just brings us closer. Don't you feel, Roseanne?
It yes. really has brought us closer. So continue to share your stories. We can't wait to read more. So yes, that concludes our episode for today. I hope you had a lot of fun with us. I mean, me and Jose had mm-hmm. a lot of fun discussing theories, but also announcing, you know, amazing achievements and ARMY's kindness. So I can't wait for you guys to join us on our next episode next week. We post an episode every week, so please make sure to follow us and stay updated with us.
Yeah, guys, so you can follow us on Twitter at our official Twitter page, which is at Interlude Army PD. That is Interlude Army PD. And we do have an email address where you can send us your Love Army letters or any type of feedback, comments that you want to share with us. We're welcome to listening to you guys. That is interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. Thank you guys once again Yay. For joining us. I hope to catch you guys next week.
Thank you guys.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Sung.